Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The Irish economy continues to grow, but the risks are now rising, as according to the central bank, due to geopolitical and trade issues, which would have a disproportionate impact on our economy due to our overdependence on American multinationals. That's the view of Gabriel McClough, the governor of the central bank. And I spoke to him and began by asking whether there was a risk also that American companies might start withdrawing their investments from the country.
There's certainly a risk that that happens. What we've seen over the last 6 months or so are basically three big things. Firstly, we've seen US trade policy change. Secondly, we've seen uncertainty created partly because of that change. And thirdly, we've seen some volatility in markets. And clearly, we're seeing businesses, and this is not just an Irish issue, this is a European-wide and I think global issue. We're seeing businesses pause or think about what it is that they should be doing in terms of their investment planning. And if the uncertainty that exists at the moment between the EU and the US, just to take it as an example, if that continues for too long, it's obviously going to have a negative effect on investment, which will have ultimately a negative effect on growth. So we're seeing growth, the prospects for growth are now lower than when where we thought when we last looked at this. We're publishing our own latest quarterly bulletin next week, so we'll get a better sense next week of what our forecasts are. We've still got growth, so this is all about the relative picture, but it's certainly a risk.
And yet you're leaving the counter-cyclical buffers, in other words, the kind of the financial cushion that should be set aside in good times in case of bad times, you're leaving it unchanged at 1.5%.
Yeah, we're leaving it unchanged. Essentially, that buffer is something that we would release if things got really bad. And we don't see things at the moment as having got really bad that requires the buffer to be released, nor the opposite requires it to be increased in any way. But it's prudent to keep it at the level that it's currently at.
And what's the picture for households in terms of how much they're borrowing, how much they may have deleveraged in the last few years, and how much of the savings during lockdowns have been spent?
Well, households and the financial system as a whole, actually, banks as well, are in a much more resilient place than they were, say, 10 years ago. And we saw that during COVID, because that was a huge economic shock that actually the financial system managed pretty well. And households were supported through COVID. And a significant proportion of those savings are still there. Unfortunately, a lot of those savings are just sitting in bank accounts and not gaining much of a return, which is one reason we're hoping, wearing my sort of European hat, that we'll actually get the Savings and Investments Union working so we can leverage all of the savings that are not doing very much in Europe.
And how do you prize open those wallets?
I think you'd need to do a whole number of things to make this work. And certainly, in my view, in Ireland, just based on the experience, just to pick an example, Sweden's got a much more advanced capital market than we have. A lot of what they did came from their pension system, and they changed their pension system 20 years ago, mind you. And potentially auto-enrollment here will have that sort of effect on us. But I don't think if there was a single magic bullet that you could just, or button to press, it would have been pressed by now. But we need to do a number of things, which is why it's complicated and it's challenging. But it is worth doing. So we just need to work at it.
You said that tariffs will be inflationary in the US and shouldn't necessarily be inflationary here unless there's retaliation in terms of the European Union imposing retaliatory tariffs.
Yeah, I think the picture on the inflationary impact of tariffs is mixed. If the US imposes tariffs, it means that the prices consumers pay are going to go up. So that's inflationary. If the EU decides that it's going to put up tariffs, then obviously in all of this, it depends on exactly what products of the tariffs, etc. But generally speaking, you're talking about putting prices up and having an inflationary effect. But the dimension that is a bit of a puzzle is what happens to, just to pick an example, what happens to Chinese exports that are essentially blocked from entering the United States because their tariffs are so high. If they get diverted, say, to Europe, that could actually have a deflationary effect. So how does the inflationary effect and the deflationary effect counterbalance each other? That is just so uncertain right now, which is why we keep saying, although we think the growth outlook looks as if it's relatively, compared to previous, it's negative. There are negative downside risks to the growth outlook. It's mixed on inflation.
The Commerce and Treasury Secretaries flatly disagree with you. They think there's no inflationary impact of tariffs.
Well, I'm afraid that we're just going to have to, I will have to disagree with them.
Overall, the picture of the economy is it's in a decent state, but global headwinds are going to cause potential problems.
Yeah, that's right. And we're going to have to, having done a good job to build up our resilience in terms of both households and the financial system, we need to continue to maintain that resilience and build on it in those areas that that are new and developing, for example, the operational risks that the financial system is carrying because of the development of technology, just to pick an example. But building resilience for those, what I would describe as relatively shorter term risks, is key, but also building the economic resilience to help us manage the transitions that are ahead of us. The climate transition, demography, the aging of our societies, the impact of digitalization, and obviously the more recent fragmentation of the global economy.
And that was Gabriel McLouth, the governor of the Central Bank of Ireland, who also appeared before TDs and senators in the Oireachtas yesterday afternoon.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.